Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 63 for Friday, July 17th, 2015. Welcome to the Weekly Dose of Fat. I'm Sven. Solo in the studio today while JK and Uncle Gomez are out there putting their feet into the fat bike fray, wherever they may be. Gomez out west, JK out east. We're going to hear from hopefully both of them later in the show. And we have a call-in question so that if you want to participate in the show, our question this week is your fat bike your all-season friend or just a winter fling? Fat Bike Radio and the Weekly Dose of Fat is brought to you by Surly. Check out their bikes and such at surlybikes.com. On the show this week, we will be taking calls to answer that fantastic question. Gomez sent in a couple of special reports from Colorado, where he's visiting some of our favorite friends, and we'll reveal next week's call-in question, plus we'll check in the Fatty Farm Field Report, along with some links. All right, folks, looks like the switchboard is lighting up. Let's go ahead and take a couple of calls. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Beep, 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 beep. Who do we have on the radio program right now?
It's JK Livin', and I'm so relaxed and groovy right now.
Welcome to the show, JK. Normally, I'm spitting across the aisle to you, but you're out on the East Coast right now, aren't you?
Yeah, down Virginia Beach area. And fireworks have just been popping for some reason. Oh, here we go again. Boom. There you go.
Very nice. what's happening out that way?
Not much. Just kicking up the feet. And I put my reservation in for getting a Kona Whoa. That should be delivered in 2 days. Which is pretty awesome. Renting a bike and they're delivering it to the place I'm staying, and they're picking it up early in the evening.
What are they? They're like the Uber of like bike rentals, or what?
Apparently, it's one of those ocean rental place thing where they rent out cabana stuff and whatever, but they also rent bikes.
Very nice.
So they're always delivering stuff, so they're gonna drop it off and from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'm going to shred as much as I can.
And you kind of have a little bit of a plan about where you can ride?
Yeah, well, it's pretty much just flat ocean front. I'm going to see how far north I can get. There's a naval base that I'm going to see how far I can get by.
Be like, oh.
Here's the other part. I don't have to wash the salt water off of this frame. That's left to the good graces of the rental company.
Right on.
Apparently. So that's going to work out nicely. And at $35 for a day, sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, that's actually very reasonable, I think, for renting a fat bike.
Yes. It's going to be a good jam. A very good jam. And right now I'm using a beach cruiser, a single speed coaster brake beach cruiser, but it is from Fat Cycles, PHAT,
right,
in California, which I've never heard of before.
we've talked to those guys at Interbike before. They're the PFAT guys.
The
nice.
PFAT guys, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a nice cruise ride. I like that.
Yeah. If you had to answer the question, JK, I know that you were a single speed guy for a long time, but is your fat bike, has it become your everyday bike? And do you, do you ride that just seasonally, or do you ride it year round now?
I am riding year round right now. Simply situationally, it makes the most sense to me. There are too many unexpected hazards on roads or anything that it just makes sense. And you're not spending that much more energy.
Right.
And you get used to what you're pulling. And, you know, and it makes your calves look cool.
Yeah, right.
Whoa,
on.
Man, you look like you totally do that all the time. Yeah. Well, I try to keep in shape as my belly is expanding, but it's the displacement of, you know, beer intake versus fat. Man, they are just nailing some fireworks out in front of me right now. I went to one deck and there were people yelping outside, and I went to the front deck and there's fireworks flying around. It was a good time, man.
Very cool, man.
I could really get used to this zone.
All right. Well, we do have another caller. Let's we'll give him a shout, and you know, if you feel like calling in next week, and that would be great. Let us know how the rental goes and this and that. Thank you.
Most stuff.
All right, JK. Have a good one.
Don't burn the studio down.
It's concrete. It's going to be kind of hard.
All right,
man. Bye.
Later, skater.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Welcome to the radio program, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Zion Cyclery.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Doing all right, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Busy over here at Zion Cyclery, gotta tell you.
Well, it's a good thing. And you guys have one of the few beaches people can actually ride lately down there. So that's special thing. We went up to Harrington Beach last week, and it was awesome. We were in the water probably 40% of the time, but it was fantastic because, you know, it was hot.
Nice. Well, that's cool.
So what's happening down there? What do you got on your mind?
Well, I was going to answer this week's Fat Bike question, I suppose.
Yeah.
I got a text earlier, so why not?
What in the hell was the question this week anyway? Oh, yeah. Okay, wait. I got it. It's like, is your fat bike like your all-season buddy or just your winter fling?
Oh, it's been my all-season buddy because I divorced my other bike, I suppose.
What was your previous favorite?
Well, you know, I had this epiphany a while back. I was driving to work, and that I had a really nice, you know, full suspension mountain bike, and I had an equally nice fat bike. But I got to thinking, if I sold them both, I could combine the two into just one awesome, super fat bike, and that's kind of the road I'm taking currently.
I like it. Is it the Borealis you've been riding for a while?
Well, I've got the Borealis Echo now, and I love the thing. It's been awesome. In fact, I was riding for a good couple of months, and we had one mild winter day, and I had my studded tires on, and I'm like, oh, I don't really want to ride bare streets in my studded tires, so I'll hop on my mountain bike and ride it home, and it just felt weird. This is no slouch of a bike. I mean, it was a full suspension, nice 120-millimeter travel bike, and it just felt like a rickety hybrid or something, and it just really threw me off. I got so used to that big, stout Bluto and the lunchbox of a bottom bracket that Borealis has, and it just really threw me for a loop. And so it kind of confirmed my plan to go ahead and maybe think about building up something really ultra-cool in the future. So I got that money set aside that I sold, that I used from my mountain bike there, and kind of got my eyeball on a Bucksaw Carbon as a starting point.
Wow. I feel what you're saying with the bottom bracket. It's like I get on like just a normal mountain bike now, and it's like, well, my feet are kind of out here. What's with that? And then, you know, like I have every bike available to me, and they all do kind of feel rickety. It's just weird, but I can't really almost ride anything but a fat bike anymore. It's strange.
It's getting to that point. Yeah, I feel you. I mean, it's, I don't know. You know, you start to get, at first that 100 millimeter bottom bracket thing felt a little odd, but honestly, it almost kind of feels like it's putting your feet more at a shoulder width stance. And when you're coasting and, you know, kind of railing around on a mountain bike trail, it's not so bad. It kind of almost makes me feel a little more stable, I would say.
Yeah, and lot of people put like a wider axle in their pedal just to get, because their knees are hurting them, and it's like, well, you're already there with the fat bike. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, I don't know if how many parts I'm going to have to Frankenstein from one bike to another yet, or what the ultimate plan is. I was kind of hoping to see a Borealis full suspension come out, but I've kind of heard word that that might not be happening.
Might or might not be happening.
Yeah, so I don't know. Well, unless they surprise me with something, I'll keep an eye out. But we got a buck saw, a regular buck saw in the store, and it is quite an awesome bike. So it wouldn't be a bad candidate for sure for my super bike idea.
Yeah, so that's...
Not to sound like an arrogant shop owner, like, pick out my super bike, but hey, man, I work like 60 hours a week.
I deserve something. So
there's got to be some kind of perk.
Yeah, we're actually trying to figure out where we're going to ride on Sunday. We're either thinking of coming down by you or going up back to Harrington again, because Lake Michigan is so high, there is no plethora of places we can ride anymore. You know, it's like the water level is like 3 feet higher than it's been, and just washes out every shoreline we can imagine. So,
oh, I tell you, I had an idea a while back to kind of talk to Illinois Beach State Park about maybe doing some little sections of trail to get us around maybe some of the breakpoints and try to make a much more continuous beach run all the way down from the north side to the south. But then I got to riding some of it, and man, the water's right up to the regular gravel trail. Holy cow, some places.
Can we ride around in the nuclear power plant or what?
Pretty much. Yeah, but the south end still seems to be pretty good, and most of that's intact. Still plenty of riding on there, so that's the good news.
Right on, Chris. Well, we got a couple other callers. I see some interesting area codes popping up on our call queue here. So good talking to you. If we come down that way on Sunday, we'll be sure to give you a little bit of a heads up. I'm not sure what's actually happening yet, but thanks for giving us a shout.
Cool.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Hello.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, Travis in Alaska again. How you guys doing?
Right on, Travis. I'm like 907. Is that Travis up in there?
Well, I wanted to make sure at least somebody called. I was like, last week, I listened to the whole show on Friday when you posted it. I think Gomez was the only other call you guys got, so wanted to make sure to share my input.
Yeah, and I appreciate your note on the fat bike ambassador idea. And yeah, you're like totally the guy we need. We need somebody that's local up where you are and calling in regularly. And, you know, it doesn't have to be every week, but, you know, once a month or whatever, just let us know what's going on. And can you answer the question of the week? Is your fat bike your everyday friend or just your winter fling?
She is definitely my year-round companion, but I cheat like hell on her in the summertime.
I hear you, man. So yeah, just like Gomez was saying a couple shows ago, it's like, I mean, when them guys get a little bit of warm weather up there, they get them full suspension bikes out and they just can't help themselves.
I've found it. Definitely, there's trails, certain rides I do, I totally prefer the fat bike, particularly the rocky, rooty ones. It really handles the rough terrain a lot better than my full suspension bike, and I prefer it. and I'm really interested in what's coming out in the B-plus world.
Yeah, us too. I got to tell you, we put together, we've been working on a great prototype for Fat Bike with 26x4 tires, and I just slammed some, you know, just B-plus wheel and tire in there. I'm like, golly. The thing that makes the B-plus platform to me even awesome, more awesome than like for summer stuff is the fork that Manitou came out with. It's like, you know, the Bluto is pretty good, but that new Manitou Magnum, boy, they really figured out how to make it work with low tire pressure tires. It just, it's so sweet. It because, you know, it's like butter. There's absolutely no stiction. It works just awesome. And because the tire is, you know, low pressure, it sucks up some of that right away in the tire, and you want the fork to start moving right away. And it does. It's really good. I just wish I could fit a 4-inch fat bike tire in there.
Right, so that's the 3 inches, the max on that Manitou?
We got the 3.25, the V-tire Trax Fatty. That's about it. That's pretty darn big in there.
Yeah, I think that would be, you know, I understand different bikes for different geographical areas, but, you know, when you're up here for us in Anchorage, you know, when you're riding the local trails in town, and your standard mountain bike's fantastic. And, you know, they're smoother trails and not really rocky and rutty, but when you head out into the backcountry, you kind of get whatever's thrown at you, and certainly some real rocky, rooty stuff. And, yeah, I've did a couple of rides on my full suspension bike, and then decided this winter, a couple weeks ago, to start taking the Fatty on some of those longer rides, and just like, yeah, this is the way to go.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you calling in, and we would really love to have you as our fat bike ambassador for your area. So let's just do a little email correspondence, figure out how that works. But you're welcome to call in anytime, obviously, and just let us know what's going on up there, because it's really, you know, people calling in is what we're looking for, and sharing what's happening in their area. I mean, Gomez and JK, by the way, both of those clowns are out of town right now. JK went east and Gomez went west. And you just got lonely Sven in the studio today. He feels so lonely.
Oh, man. I'm sending you a fat hug from Alaska, Sven.
All right, Travis. Thank you, man. We do have another caller. I'm gonna give our next caller a go. But thanks again for calling in, and do we'll correspond by email, and you know, we'll set it up so that you can do a regular thing from up your way.
Sounds fantastic. I'd be honored to help out.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Hello.
Beep. What were you listening? Were you listening to Travis and Chris?
Yeah, so I was listening to the radio show, and now I am the radio show.
You are the radio show. It's Sven here. Hi. Who do we have on the line?
This is Katie from Connecticut.
Hi, Katie. How are you doing? Did you get a text pretty from good. Uncle Gomez saying you better call into the show today or something?
Yes, I got a reminder, and it helped, yep.
So, how are you doing?
Pretty good. Thought I'd give you a little background. I was part of the Wisconsin contingent for a while. I'm from Wisconsin, and I moved to Connecticut a little over 3 years ago. So I used to be, I feel, a lot more involved in the fat bike community, but I still ride a little bit out here.
Awesome. Yeah, you were at you were with the Hayes group for a while, right?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about Manitou. I'm not real familiar with the fork you guys were talking
about. Gosh, that thing is so beautiful.
Yeah, it's good product. It doesn't get a whole lot of play, but Manitou is good stuff.
Well, you'll see on the plus bikes, the, you know, 27.5x3 kind of bike platform.
The baby fat.
That is actually they've got it dialed in. And I'm super proud of them because, you know, they're 5 miles from here, And it just, it's great to see somebody that, that really understands what that platform needs. You know, my personal fat bike has a 2001 Marzocchi bomber on it, which was one of the best, you know, small bump compliant forks in the world that the guys up at Ericsson made a new crown and brace for so that it worked on a fat bike. But, you know, I think that they really hit the nail on the head with the Manitou. It's beautiful.
Nice.
So what about you? How's your Fat Bike Love Fest going?
Well, I don't know that I've seen another fat bike in the area. I think, you know, in the Midwest, there was a totally legitimate trend or happening. Out here, out east, you know, they thought it was a joke for a long time, and now the bigger companies are continuing to pick it up, I guess. And it's one of those things where once you ride it, you kind of understand it. And up until you do, you might have some misunderstandings about it. But I think it'll catch on a little more. But yeah, not a whole lot of fat bikers out here. And I called in to weigh in on the question.
Go ahead.
Do you ride your fat bike during summer? I do, but it's still kind of a novelty bike for me. I don't take it out on the trails too often, but I do love riding it on beaches, you know, on the sand.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
So it's pretty much, you know, snow every once in a while in the winter, and then, you know, in the summer riding on the beach.
So how far are you from an actual, like, Atlantic East Coast beach?
Well, I'm kind of on, would it be Long Island Sound? I'm near the coast on, like southern Connecticut. But the problem is everything is so developed around here that it's almost impossible to find a good stretch of sand. So I don't do too much in the immediate area, but my family has an old cottage out on Cape Cod.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, so left out there.
Yeah,
so that's about 4 hours away, but when I go out there, I always take the fat bike and ride on the beaches. You know, there's the National Seashore there, and, you know, never away from the water line, you know, never up in the dunes.
Right, but, absolutely. Yeah, and they got the birds, and they got a lot of different things. And there was some jerk from a rich jerk from Connecticut that ruined it for a while out there. I'm not sure what they've actually done, but I was I was out there last year and rode with a guy that he lives right at the elbow of the Cape. So before you start heading north, because I normally stay in North Truro, way up towards the tip. And he's right
actually,
at the
cottage is in Wellfleet.
Oh, there you go. Well, that's an awesome place. Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's great. So we were on the Atlantic side, and the town he lives in, those guys allow them to ride the beach. And it was super awesome because he and I did, like, I don't know, 15 miles with nobody around. And the thing that got me about their weird, like, oh, we don't want bikes on the beach thing was there's, like, 4x4s and stuff that go on the beach. So what was
especially up toward Provincetown too, that you know, the cars on the beach.
Yeah, cool. Well, I mean, you know, there's, I don't know how many miles of beach there are on Cape Cod, but there's 100 miles plus. I mean, it's huge. And it's beautiful, and I love that place. And unfortunately, my buddy Chuck, who used to own the best 1970s hotel in North Truro, sold it, and now there's like $3-5 million houses on this place. It's like, but it was totally the best deal. It was like $70 a night, 2 bedrooms, just 1970s style, totally old school. And you're like, Chuck, you're the man. Keep this going. But yeah, it's good.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you're riding your fat bike on the beach, and what are you doing with, what's your job now? You were with Cannondale for a while, weren't you?
I still am. Yeah, Cannondale is in Connecticut.
So are they going to come out with a plus bike, do you think?
If I had to guess, I would say they probably are going to.
We don't want to hold you to anything. We don't want any embargoed information here on the radio show, but... So here's the deal with Plus Bikes to me. When Gomez and I went out to Seattle this year, it's like they don't get fat bikes on the West Coast. They hardly get them on the East Coast, but I think everybody gets a Plus Bike. They really understand what that's all about.
Yeah. Maybe they don't look like as much a novelty as the fat bikes do or something. Just getting used to the idea, and it's one of those things where I don't know who the Plus Bike consumer really is yet, other than maybe what I know of, like, the Surly Krampus sort of thing. Like, it's kind of been on the fringe of my radar, so.
Sure. Well, I know that...
I don't know too much about the movement yet, but it is interesting to me.
Yeah, and I was reading Bicycle Retailer today, and Felt is doing one, and we know that... both Trek and Specialized are already doing them, so they kind of bunny hopped over the fat bike thing and really went right into the Plus Bike thing, like kind of full bore. So I think we're going to see a lot of interesting things there. And I don't know if you know this, but we started this website called plusbikes.com. Gomez and I are going to be, you know, covering the Plus Bike thing too, because we really feel that it's like kind of the wave of the future. And
yeah,
probably somebody ought to be telling people about it.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure if it's just, you know, kind of myself, my group of friends, but we all started out racing, and of course now we're all just getting into riding for the fun of it, or doing the longer races, that sort of thing. And so, at least for my crew, I can see Plus Bikes being a big thing.
Very good. Well, that's good to hear, because we're kind of putting a little bit of weight behind it. And come Interbike time, we're going to really hit it hard, because I think that we're going to see an explosion of Plus Bike introductions at Interbike this year.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you just might.
Coming from somebody on the inside.
Mm.
All right, Katie. Well, thanks for calling in. It was awesome to hear from you.
Thanks for having me.
Right on. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, and by the way, you know, if you're into the fat bike thing, even if it's only seasonal out there, we'd love to hear from you whenever you want to call in.
Will do.
Right on. All right, Katie. Talk to you soon.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio. Fat Radio.
In the Great White North, they make bikes for every trail and every season. RSD guarantees you'll have a smoking good time carving lines with their fatty mare. Next season, the big guy gets new builds with an optional Bluto fork up front, 1x11 setups, and new colors too. The most playful fatty on the market still clocks in under 30 pounds for less than 2 grand. Or talk to your RSD bike dealer about any of the trick new options. And always keep the rubber side down.
Hey, this is Gomez. On my field trip out to Colorado, I am at the world headquarters of Boo Bicycles, and here with me is the general manager of Boo Bicycles, mi amigo, Adam Blake. How are you, bud?
I'm doing very well.
Glad hey, we're to doing see you. A. Oh, sorry, I stepped right on you there, didn't I? Ah!
It's okay. I'm used to it.
So, listen, we're here, and everybody wants to know, well, not everybody, mostly me, I want to know, what are the three most important things that consumers need to know about Boo fat bikes?
I think the first and foremost thing is that the bamboo is not a gimmick, and that what you're buying is the ride quality of bamboo, which is different than any other material and has virtues unlike any other material.
All right, that's number one. Number two?
I think the durability of the bamboo. And the durability of our frames. In a world where frames are becoming more and more disposable, bamboo has some durable qualities to handle rocks, bar smacks, things like that.
Awesome. And number three?
That every one of them is still an individual frame, hand-built. No frame is the same as the other. Each piece of bamboo is hand-selected, hand-put into the frames, and signed off by our frame builder, James.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming on our show and being part of my field trip.
I'm always happy to see you, buddy.
All right, that's it for this segment. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Good evening, caller. How are you doing?
Hi, good evening. This is Evan, and I am trying to reach you guys. I keep driving through dead spots on your fine Wisconsin roads.
Yeah, thank gum to Walker for our fancy roads out there.
Yeah, they're nice roads. They're better than the Illinois roads, but I don't seem to have the reception.
What do you think? What's happening with you?
I just finished riding my Pugsley out in Silver Lake. It is fantastic out there as far as single track conditions go.
So have you traded in your any other mountain bike for your fat bike year round? Is it like your best buddy year round, or what? You know, do you still have a fling with other bikes now and again?
Well, thanks to Ken and Andy, I now have the term zombie bike for my 29er, my full squish. That's just hanging in my garage. I have not ridden that yet this year. So yeah, I would definitely have to go with. Yeah, even though I got this bike over the winter, this is definitely a four season bike for me.
Awesome. I think a lot of people that get fat bikes, that's what they end up finding out. It's like, well, it isn't that much slower than the bike I normally ride, and I'm not racing a bunch of guys who are faster than me, and it does so many things so well.
It's a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun. I have a blast on it.
True that.
So yeah. A 29er full squish. You let me know. I'll fell to you.
So you live down in Illinois, but you go up to Silver Lake to ride the trails up there?
Yeah, I live in Mundelein, Illinois. So it's a 45-minute jaunt. Still the closest single track for me.
Yeah, and I love that place in the winter. It's just like it's open enough. It's not super technical. And it's just badass in the winter.
Yeah, yeah, and a lot of the new stuff they got cut in is just really, really coming together, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, you're just ripping through there. And I've got some shoulders that show the trees are pretty close. So
is your Pugsley stock, or have you done any mods to it?
I did put some gears on it. I'm running a 1x10. And I do enjoy being able to spin out, but the single speed and the simplicity of that, I miss it. I need to buy some tools so I can just kind of swap back and forth on a limb.
You know, I only know a couple of guys who ride single speed fat bikes. Both of them live in Decorah, Iowa, but they're also the fastest guys that I know. And
yeah,
they just, yeah. They're, you know, they have them geared right for what's out there, and they shred.
Well, I did the gears for the Silver Lake, the race, the snow bike enduro. And then I went up to Yeti Fest up at Levy's. And the gears were really nice to have up there. I don't know why.
Definitely once you get into the softer conditions, even whether it's beach or snow, it's nice to have a few choices on gears.
It is. I won't lie. I would lie if I, you know, I said, I, you know, oh, only single speed. But I do miss the simplicity of it. And the feeling of accomplishments when I get up at the top of that rigging hill.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. No, I just wanted to give you guys a quick call. I gotta make another call. I got to order me some chicken wings. I'm pretty starving.
Chicken wings. I need some chicken wings now.
Yeah. I need a chicken wings, a corn dog, and a IBC root beer.
Well, you earned it by riding some trails, so there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Bam.
All right, man. Call in any time you want, because we're always looking for people who are doing things out there in the real world. You know, it's easy to sit in the studio and throw stones at the wall or whatever, but we do love to hear from people who are actually riding their bikes in the real world. So,
oh, absolutely.
Call in whenever you want.
Probably should have had his car finished today, but I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. It's clock. I'm going to ride my bike. You know, I think it's a couple.
Sorry. Awesome, man. Well, enjoy the chicken wings. we'll talk to you again. All right, man. Bye. Hey, welcome to the radio program. Who do we have on the line?
Zach.
Hey, Zach, what's happening?
Not much, Sven. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Just being the lonely man in the studio today, what with JK and Gomez all out on the road and whatnot. So, what's happening?
Having adventures.
Yeah, they're both having fun, and I'm sitting here talking to you.
Anyway.
No, I'm glad you called in, man. What's up?
Not much. Just ride my fat bike year round. I figured I would chime in with that. Just changing tires around, you know, to keep it going this summer, and it's awesome. But yeah, it's nice up here in Alaska right now.
So, where are you in Alaska?
I'm up in the Anchorage area right now.
Right on.
Generally down in Homer. So.
Okay. So, did you run into Gomez when he was out there?
Yeah, I was the one that was kind of touring him around.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He said he had a benefactor.
Yeah, that was I.
Yeah, so
yeah, it was fun to hang out with.
So your answer to the question, do you ride your fat bike year-round, or is it just kind of a winter fling, is?
Year-round.
Right on. So you were just year mentioned round. That you were switching tires out. Is that something that you do for whatever the conditions are, or just got some new tires?
Yeah, it seems like that. Like trying to get the right, I don't know, stuff, you know. Sometimes it's a, you know, long ride on asphalt, and you know, I don't need Nates or something like that. And, you know, I've put endos on or something, you know, even old stuff that's, you know, still works fine. But, you know, on asphalt's all you need.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I actually, you know, I have two fat bikes that I kind of go between, because one is more suited for soft conditions and one's more suited for like trails and just kind of bombing the city and this and that. So, I don't have to actually change tires a lot, but what do you like for tires?
Nate's Dillinger's in the winter. The Panracer Fappy Nimbles, they've been pretty good. Let's see, NARS always good, but yeah, I mean, kind of a bit of everything. And it is, you know, like, you know, if you're on the beach, you don't want something that's got tons of traction. And you know, it's like you're always kind of trying to find that right sort of mix.
Yeah, absolutely. Like on the beach, it's like a Nate just has like so much surface area. Kind of seems like they're a little slow. And so
it's like Velcro.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good analogy for sure. I definitely like Larry's on the beach. That's my beach tire to go to.
Yeah, those do good. Our friends Kim and Bjorn, who are fat biking and pack rafting from Juneau to Homer, they have big fat Larry's on their Bear Grease bikes, I'm pretty sure.
Right on.
And they're going all the way from, you know, via southeast Alaska all the way back to Homer.
Wow. So how long a trip is that?
I don't even know. I don't know how long they have dedicated. I'll send you an email or something, or a link to his something. Website or something. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
I mean, yeah, they were, I mean, last two winters ago, they went from Anchorage to Kotzebue, you know, which is doing the Iditarod Trail, 1,000 miles plus like 400.
Wow. They got a lot of time on their hands. That sounds great.
Yeah, I mean, they just, you know, they live life to the fullest and, you know, take advantage of, you know, things like that. And it's awesome. Hopefully you guys will, I'm sure you guys are coming up for that big, you know, festival that's happening before the ITI, I imagine.
We're planning on it. You know, our plans kind of change from day to day, but, that's definitely on our radar for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure there'll be a lot of cool people to meet there and see, and hopefully it's a big event.
Yeah. But down here in the lower 48, we're happy to ride fat bikes year round, but that's really where kind of the nexus of fat biking happens, is at the ITI. So,
yeah, for sure. I mean, here they're just, I mean, you know, like, I mean, I was just in downtown Anchorage, and I mean, they're just, you know, there's a guy renting them, and I mean, people are, I mean, it's just the bike that people use up here. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of people have two wheel sets or, you know, and, you know, other people just switch tires out, so.
Right on. But,
yeah, I mean, people use them all the time here, conditions for them.
Yeah, have you seen anybody doing any kind of, like, are they using 29-plus or 27-plus tires, like, in the summer?
None of this, I haven't seen any 650B plus stuff or 27.5 plus, but yeah, lots of 29 plus on the fat bikes. You know, I've seen several Krampuses around, but yeah, I've seen a lot of people, especially this summer now, switching out to 29 plus on their bikes.
So they're putting them on their normal fat bike just with a different wheel set and different tires.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it's a super versatile platform for sure.
It is, absolutely. You can do anything with one of them. I mean, you can get the, you know, State Bicycles makes a wheel set for like $100, you know, and they're like road tires for a fat bike.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so, and we're just going to see more stuff coming. And, you know, the plus absolutely. Bike market is blowing up too. So we're going to see,
yeah.
You know, a lot of choices. But the nice thing about, you know, any fat bike, obviously, is that, you know, it's wide enough to accept a big tire, like a 5-inch tire, but that doesn't mean you can't put something a little narrower on if you need something for absolutely. Different conditions. So, yeah, awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what people are doing. So, I mean, that's what we're seeing up here.
Very good, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call. And, you know, call in anytime you want to let us know what's going on. We're always looking for people from, you know, especially Alaska. We had Travis call in a little earlier today, and you guys are doing the deed up there. So awesome.
Yeah. Fun, man. Hope to see you up here sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to talk to you.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, later, Ben.
Hey, thanks everybody for calling in and answering this week's question and weighing in on your responses. Next week's question is, do extreme adventures like attempts across Antarctica on a fat bike, do they inspire you or do they just make you go, eh? Give us a call next week, Wednesday, from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time at 818-918-2453 and let us know what you think. Is it just like whatever, or does that really make you want to get out on your fat bike? Welcome to this week's Fatty Farm Field Report. You know, it's been kind of a quiet week, but there was an interesting leak from the guys that Specialized. I think originally a German site kind of just, I don't know if they leaked it or just kind of popped it up, but Specialized is going to be coming out with a women-specific fat bike called the Helga. I think that's going to be an awesome thing, you know, just bringing more people into the fray, and hopefully we'll get a chance to check it out here in about a month and a half over there at Interbike.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Fat Radio.
Hey, this is Gomez. I'm out on a field trip to Reeb Cycles, which is right next door to Oscar Blues Brewing. I'm here with Chris, the guy that actually makes the bikes. Chief Fabricator, and I'm welcome to our little segment here, Chris.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, all of our listeners want to know the top three things they should know about Reeb fat bikes.
Yeah, first off, all our bikes are made right here in Longmont, Colorado by me and a couple other people. You know, we use all American-made tubing, American-made small parts on the frame. We do everything from cutting the frames, welding the frames, powder coating the frames, all in the same room. And then we also have our own bike shop over in one of the Oscar Blues restaurants that does all the final assembly of the bikes. So really, you can come over here, check out the whole process, and interact personally with the few people that are making your bike.
That's pretty cool. So that was thing number one. What's thing number two?
We use a proprietary tube set on our fat bikes made by True Temper Sports from Mississippi. And, you know, there are a couple things that make it different from stuff that's other stuff that's out there. It's OX Platinum steel, so real strong, pretty light stuff, really, really high quality. And, you know, you can fit dropper seat post in the seat tube, which we think is pretty essential for good, fun winter fat bike riding, and certainly all fat bike riding.
And Rocky Mountain riding, for sure, right?
Absolutely. That stems from the kind of mountain biking we have around here. We also have a larger down tube that we use on the bikes, keep them nice and stiff. You're able to use, you know, some of the more modern forks on the bikes and not have to worry about those transmitting forces that you don't want in the frame. And then, you know, we also have chainstays that were specially made for us that get you tire clearance for, you know, 4.8 tires and the widest fat stuff you can fit. And,
yeah, we saw that today.
Yeah. And like all our bikes, they're belt drive compatible. So if you're wanting something that's super durable and in the cold, you know, that's always an option.
And then that was number two. Number three, lucky number three.
You know, we're so closely related to Oscar Blues Brewery that, you know, we send you a six-pack of beer when you buy a bike and, nice. You know, put lots of love in there as well, and definitely recommend that you come out and check out the shop here, the bike shop over in Cyclops Bike Cantina, and the whole Oscar Blues Brewery and tap room. It's an awesome big collaboration of people and very family feeling. It's yeah,
I feel
a
like
great
I've,
experience.
I've landed in bike and beer paradise here. We got to meet Dale and, you know, just hang out and have a great lunch at the Cyclops and the bike shop. It's a place where if you're coming to Colorado and you're a fat biker, you should stop here, hang out, buy some stuff, get some tacos.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Come watch your bike get made. You know, it's all part of it. It's not, you know, it's not some gimmick for us. This is how we live every day.
Killer, man. Thanks for doing a little segment for us.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Soul Train out.
Got a few links this week over there at Fat Bike Links. You'll find them in the show notes. One of the ones that I found kind of interesting was guys in Jackson Hole are really pushing the e-fat bike thing. And it's, for certain people, this is like a fantastic thing. And it's interesting that it's happening in a place like Jackson Hole. So check out that one. Joe Boo and the youth, they went to a race, but they didn't actually go. It was World of Outlaws or one of the sprint car races. And he knows a spot where he can watch it from on high, and they rode up there and they had a good time. So you can check that out. And for Plus Bike Links, we got a note from Paul that he has a new bike from Naked Bicycles that is awesome. It's a titanium 29er. Check out the link. And we know now that Felt is going to enter the Plus bike market. Bicycle retailer had a little bit of a kind of a, I don't know, what do you call it? Just sort of a premonition, a preview that there is going to be Plus bikes in Felt's future. So check that out. Thanks, everybody, for your call-ins this week. Next week's question, give us a shout, 818-918-2453. Do extreme adventures like attempts across Antarctica on a fat bike, do they inspire you or do they make you just go, eh? And thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast. Join us next week. We'll be waiting for you.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's Weekly Dose of Fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.